Thank you so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about commercial investment real estate and the letter of intent.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the commercial arena, commercial investment real estate, and that is Bob's wheelhouse. It's great fun to pick his brain because he's done it, I don't know, a million times or so. In regards to that, Bob, we were talking about when you've worked with a client, you understand their needs and wants, you see something that matches what you think is a good match for what they want to do next with their real estate investing. You go toward that property. You suggested the first step is a letter of intent.
It depends on the situation. I don't really like a letter of intent because, unfortunately, it's a non-binding situation where, what I do as a buyer's broker, I would introduce this document. It's multi-page and fairly detailed. I'm prepared to offer this on these terms and close on this basis. Is this an acceptable situation to you? And I will use this, for instance, if I'm crossing state lines, because I have to then be using a form of an offer that's specific to that particular state. So what we do is we have a letter of intent that has all of the details, and from that point forward, the seller will engage their attorney to generate the offer on that state's earnest money agreement. It has to be totally consistent with what we had outlined in the LOI, letter of intent.
But Bob, how can a buyer be prepared to write an offer if they don't understand the condition of the property? Aren't they saying, well, Bob, first I got to understand what's going on there. Let's take a look at all the units. Let's get an inspector in there, and then I'll do my letter of intent.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. It's such an active market right now. If we hesitate, someone else is going to move in, be in first place. I get to be first place in the loser category. I'm in second place. That's first loser. I have to move with extreme speed, but with extreme accuracy. Now, with huge experience behind what I do, I feel fairly comfortable in doing that. If this was my first offer or my first transaction or my 10th one, holy mackerel, what a train wreck that could be. But unfortunately, I need to corner it before I'm allowed to disturb tenant occupied spaces, as an example, see confidential information, which would be historic performance documents and so forth.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about commercial investment real estate and the letter of intent.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the commercial arena, commercial investment real estate, and that is Bob's wheelhouse. It's great fun to pick his brain because he's done it, I don't know, a million times or so. In regards to that, Bob, we were talking about when you've worked with a client, you understand their needs and wants, you see something that matches what you think is a good match for what they want to do next with their real estate investing. You go toward that property. You suggested the first step is a letter of intent.
It depends on the situation. I don't really like a letter of intent because, unfortunately, it's a non-binding situation where, what I do as a buyer's broker, I would introduce this document. It's multi-page and fairly detailed. I'm prepared to offer this on these terms and close on this basis. Is this an acceptable situation to you? And I will use this, for instance, if I'm crossing state lines, because I have to then be using a form of an offer that's specific to that particular state. So what we do is we have a letter of intent that has all of the details, and from that point forward, the seller will engage their attorney to generate the offer on that state's earnest money agreement. It has to be totally consistent with what we had outlined in the LOI, letter of intent.
But Bob, how can a buyer be prepared to write an offer if they don't understand the condition of the property? Aren't they saying, well, Bob, first I got to understand what's going on there. Let's take a look at all the units. Let's get an inspector in there, and then I'll do my letter of intent.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. It's such an active market right now. If we hesitate, someone else is going to move in, be in first place. I get to be first place in the loser category. I'm in second place. That's first loser. I have to move with extreme speed, but with extreme accuracy. Now, with huge experience behind what I do, I feel fairly comfortable in doing that. If this was my first offer or my first transaction or my 10th one, holy mackerel, what a train wreck that could be. But unfortunately, I need to corner it before I'm allowed to disturb tenant occupied spaces, as an example, see confidential information, which would be historic performance documents and so forth.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, Real Estate Investment Broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.